Understand this, we're not of this world. Don't forget that we're pilgrims and strangers here. Can y'all see that? Can y'all see that good enough? The next slide will be a little bit brighter. I tried to make it that where it would kind of stand out, but I guess blue was bad. Now, understanding what we're talking about tonight, and let me lay some foundation. We're going to Romans chapter number 1, and on the side behind me is the Greek gods and the Roman gods. The Greek gods predated the Roman gods, all right? The Roman gods you'll find is where, understand this, the Romans, they're the one who named a lot of our solar systems. Caesar was the one who gave us our calendar. I mean, there's a lot happened in Rome. Rome had a special place in our world at that time, and we are still using a lot of the knowledge and wisdom that they gained. But understand this, and I brought this out to you because Rome was full. There were some Grecians in Rome, and Paul addressed them. And I understand Paul is writing to the church at Rome, and these gods were started before Paul's writing to Rome. Okay, and we're going to look at some things tonight. And we're going to see some things, and we're going to look at the progression of man when he rejects God. But, you know, that we start tonight, and as you see those things, and I'm not going to talk about the different gods, but you will see some different things of what Paul was talking about when he was writing to the church at Rome, okay? So let's take our Bibles tonight, and let's begin reading in verse number 19. Understand this. The Bible says that because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, we talked about that a little bit last week in verses 18 and 19. How that the invisible things of creation and how that God had manifest Himself to them, and then how that their mind there. Look at this. We're going to read verse 21 down. And the Bible says this: because when they knew not God, they glorified Him not as God, and neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. All right, understand this: man was designed and created to worship. Man was designed and created to worship. And if a man doesn't worship God, he will worship something. If a man doesn't worship the true and living God, he will always worship something. Why? Because God created him as a worshiping being. So understand this. Paul was writing to them tonight. And remember at Mars Hill, as he stood there at Mars Hill, and there was a superscription on the altar that said, "To the unknown God." And Paul said, "Wait a minute, let me tell you about that God. That's my God. That's mine. That's my Father. Let me preach to you a minute about Him." And what Paul was referring to the church at Rome, remember, Rome was indoctrinated with these gods of Jupiter, the god of Jupiter and Neptune and Saturn and Venus and Mars and Mercury and Vulcan. And they are parallel with the Greek gods who predated the Roman gods. And Paul was writing to the church there at Rome, and he says, "I'm wanting you to understand that because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, but became foolish in their vain imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened, and professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." And you see, as they begin to worship these gods, and they begin to study these gods, and they begin to look at these gods, the wiser they became, and there was some wisdom that they gained. But yet, they became foolish when it came to God, and they became foolish when it came to their life. And as we look at this tonight, I want you to understand, rejection of God always leads to immorality. A rejection of God always leads to immorality. No God, no authority. No authority, no action for your actions. So understand this, when you and I begin to, even in our own heart or mind, and we begin to repress Him, and we're going to look at that in just a moment, we begin to repress God, because that's what they did, then there's a degeneration that comes into the life of man. And may I say this to you tonight, I'm glad that I'm on this side or the other side of Romans chapter 16. You study your Bible out and you look at the first part, the first 15 verses of Rome in the book of Romans in chapter number 1, Paul is writing there to the saints. But then, and the pinnacle is in verse 16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And then he goes on and he talks about the righteousness of God being revealed, but then he talks about the wrath of God in verse 18, and then he begins to speak of a different class of people. And man, I'm glad that I'm on the other side of Romans 1:16, that I'm on that saint side, amen? And it's not because of what I've done, but because of what He's done for me. But if I had rejected God and I had in my life and I had rejected Him, understand, and when a man or woman rejects God, there is a culmination of things that begins to happen, and there is a progression of evilness that comes into their life, and there's a progression of degeneration. Understand this, and I made this statement and I posted it today. Man was made a little lower than the angels. But if it were not for the grace of God, man would make himself a little lower than the devils. I mean, look at society today, and we're going to bring out some things about society today, and we're going to look at some things that's going on. But we see here, you know, we're seeing today the thoughts of today concerning our life and our liberties, and people are so foolish, and the Bible calls them fools. And we see that their characteristics, they have an education. They say, well, I'm educated. No, they've been indoctrinated. I mean, honestly, they're indoctrinated with evolution. They're indoctrinated. The God has been repressed in our school system, and then God began to get repressed in our government, and then God began to get repressed in our home. And just one step led to another. And what we are seeing today, we're not seeing an education. We are seeing an indoctrination of Marxists, and an indoctrination of communism, and an indoctrination of socialism, and an indoctrination of atheism, and an indoctrination. It's not an education, it's an indoctrination. And we see that. Now, understand this. Let's look at the progress of wickedness that began to come into their life. Look in verse 21. First of all, I want you to see they repressed Him. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Man, can we not see that in our society today? I'll be honest with you, if you study the history of Rome and you're to look at the history of the United States of America, and you look at what happened in Rome and how the Roman Empire fell, and you compare it to the United States of America, we're running hand in hand. Rome became a very, very powerful nation, and Rome became a very powerful place, and then the people there began to get so caught up in entertainment and so caught up there in a selfish lifestyle and so caught up in the perversions of life in that day. And then here, what happened? Where's Rome today? Yes, Rome is still standing as a city, but yet the empire is gone. And we see here today what happened, and we see as we study history, as Paul was writing here to the church of Rome, we see what happened to Rome itself. But Paul was not prophesying, he was just speaking of man in general. And you'll always see that when God, or when man throughout the Bible began to repress God, when they began to put God, they began there to repress Him in their life. Notice the changes that they made. And may I look at this, because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart would darken, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Notice what happened. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. All right, understand this, and that's where we're looking at these gods tonight. Every one of these gods has an image like a man. Now understand this, man was created in the image of God. But here all of these gods were created in the image of man. Study them out. They may have some characteristics of supernatural things, but understand this, they are still created in the image of man. You study Buddhism today and you look at Buddha. Buddha is in his little statue is in the image of man. Remember, God said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images." And what happened here is they repressed God in their knowledge, but understand this, they were designed to worship a being. Creation had revealed to them that there was a higher power. Creation had revealed to them that there was a supreme being. And we talked about that last week a little bit, about even how the Indians and the tribes in Africa and those that have never heard the gospel there, how that they realized that there was a higher power in their lives. And man was created, but when man represses that, when man represses that acknowledgement of God in their life, and they begin to change the uncorruptible God into an image made like to incorruptible man and the birds and the four-footed beasts and the creeping things. And I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. But I want you to see the progression here. Notice here, look what happened. They repressed God. They changed the glory of the incorruptible. Now let me say this to you. God will not, never has, never will share His glory with another. He never has. The Bible says the heavens declare His glory and the firmament showeth His handiwork. The Bible said that it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. Understand this, there's only one that God ever shared His glory with, and it was with Jesus Christ, His Son. And Jesus said that. He said, "O glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." And we could get in tonight and we could look at the glory of God, but I don't want to go there tonight. I want to show you the progression of the rejection of God in our lives and in our society. Understand this, they changed. Look what God did. What God began to do when they repressed Him and they changed the glory of God, God pulled back His hedge of grace just a little bit. Look in verse number 24. What does the Bible say? Wherefore God what? Also gave them up to uncleanness. God gave them up. You see the hedge being pulled back just a little bit? They made a decision to repress God. God said, "Okay, you're a free moral agent. You have a will. If you want to repress me, I'm going to give you up to those uncleanness through the lust of your heart." Is that not what He said? All right, look at this. Understand the progression. They repressed Him, and God gave them up. Look in verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. All right? They repressed Him. They started off repressing God. We don't want to acknowledge God. We don't want to acknowledge that there's a higher power. We don't want to acknowledge that there is a God. We don't want to acknowledge that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. And then what did they begin to do? They began to refuse the truth. Notice what it said. They repressed Him in verse 21, but in verse 25, it says, who changed the truth of God into what? A lie. Well, that's not true. Man wasn't created in the image of God. Man came from a monkey. We crawled up out of the slime pit. Our ancestor, they had gills like a fish, and they began to grow arms, and they crawled up on the side of the shore, and they crawled themselves out, and then they evolved into this, and they evolved into that, and then they were swinging. Monkey was swinging from the tree one day, and he got his tail caught in the fork, and it ripped it off, and he fell down the ground, and he became a human. I mean, that's just, you laugh, but that's exactly what they're telling us. They changed the truth of God into a lie. Well, there's not a heaven. Everybody comes back as a spirit being. There's not a hell anymore. I mean, man, we have preachers. I mean, even men of God that our nation revered come back later in their life and said, "Well, I just don't know I don't think that there's a real hell, a literal hell anymore." Really? Then why did Jesus Christ die? Well, Jesus was just a good man. He wasn't the Son of God. There's no way that Jesus was born of a virgin. He was maybe been born of a young lady. There's a lot of your new perverted Bibles. That's what they say. They call her a young lady. They don't call her a virgin, a young maiden. They're changing the truth of God into a lie. Why? What happened? Because over here they didn't like to retain God in their knowledge. Over here they didn't like the thought of God, and they repressed God, and they repressed the thought of God, and they didn't glorify Him as God. So what they did, they began to change gods. And we're going to look at that in just a moment. And they began to change gods. And as they began to change gods, they had in their foolish imagination, they began to come up with these other gods. And they began to say, okay, this is how the earth started. This is what happens at the end of life. This is how you ought to live. You see that? Now notice what happened when they changed the truth of God. Look what God did. For this cause... What cause? Because they changed the truth of God into a lie. I mean, verse 26. God gave them up unto vile affections. And we're going to talk about this, and we may not get there tonight, but we're going to talk about some of these things here in just a moment. But God gave them up unto vile affections. Understand this, He first gave them up to their uncleanliness when they just repressed Him. But then... They refused the truth of God, and God gave them up to their vile affections. God said, okay, I'm just going to pull the restraints back, and I'm going to let you just do what you want. If that's your heart, and you're rejecting the truth, I'm just going to pull the restraints back. God gave them up unto their vile affections. Look at verse 28. They refused the truth. But then look in verse 28. We see the refuse the truth in verse 25. And then in verse 28, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Okay, first of all, they just didn't want to glorify God. Then these people that he's writing about changed the truth of God into a lie. And God gave them up to their vile affections. But then it got so bad that they didn't even want to have any knowledge of God whatsoever. They didn't want nobody speaking of God. They didn't want to hear the name of God. They didn't want to hear about the things of God. The people were being ridiculed for mentioning God. And man, do we not see that progression in our society today? Why? Why is this happening? Because several years ago, probably about 50 years ago, right after about the time of the Korean War ended, maybe between the Korean War and the Vietnam War, something happened there in the United States of America. The devil began to get a foothold, and what happened was society began to repress God. And then as the 70s came through, and then the 80s came through, and about 90 and 2000, you understand this, they began to reject the truth of God. They began to change it. You know, it wasn't until the late 80s that the NIV came out. And man, there's so many, quote, Bibles out there today. And you studied out every time a new version of the Bible came out in the 1900s, there was a great destruction in the United States of America. Study it out. Go all the way back to the American Standard Version and the Revised Version. When as soon as they hit the bookshelves, there was a judgment came upon the United States of America. What happened? People began to reject the truth of the Word of God and said, well, it would be better rendered this way. It would be better said this way. Well, I just don't believe that God acts that way. They begin to repress. They begin to refuse the truth of God's Word. Then notice there what happened. Now we see Him. Do we not see Him today in our society rejected completely? Do you see the progression that's happened? Why is sin running rampant? What's wrong with these people? What is wrong with someone, and what is wrong with someone who condemns Chick-fil-A because they stand for the sanctity of marriage begins one man and one woman. But yet they support and buy oil from foreign countries who murder and kill homosexuals. You ever thought about that? That's just not right. How can you save the whale and kill the baby? Do you know there is more money funneled by individuals into animal welfare than any other programs in the world? We see the pictures on TV, the little puppy, and it's just so curled up, and it's so sad. But we're killing millions of babies a year. Why? What's happened? Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, what happened? God gave them over to a reprobate mind. God said, okay, you don't want to even have my name. You don't want even me to be mentioned. You want to attack those that stand for my name. You want to do that? I'll tell you what. I'll just turn you over to a reprobate. And then you won't know good from evil, right from wrong. Everything's going to be upside down. And man, if you can't look at society today and see that our society is upside down. Well, why? Because of Romans right here. Because of what the Bible said. Is that not true? Well, let's look at some things tonight. Let's just go back to Romans chapter number 21. Because when they knew not God, or Romans verse 21, because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to become wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Edwin, give me the next slide. You may know what that is. Go to the next slide. Anybody ever seen that? You know what that is? That's the snake around the rod. It is the symbol of medicine across the world. It is the symbol of medicine of the United States. That's what that symbol there is. It's on paramedics' uniforms. That's the paramedic star there, to my understanding. Okay? This is the rod of Alcephus. The other was the rod of Hermes. Does anybody else remember a time in the Word of God where there was a serpent going up a tree? Anybody remember that? Where a serpent was hung upon a tree? Anybody remember that? Anybody remember over there where the children of Israel began to murmur and complain because God was giving them manna? And they said, man, now we're tired of this manna. God sent fiery serpents among them to bite them and kill them. And they said, oh, we can't take it no more. And God told Moses, He says, you take that brazen serpent. And He said, the plague will be stopped. Remember that? Everybody looked upon the brazen serpent. Let me ask you today, who do you go to for your health? God or your doctor? Now, I thank God for doctors. Thank God for doctors. But have we misplaced? Has our world misplaced? Has our society misplaced? Have we changed the uncorruptible God into an image? Has medicine became a god of our life? Has it become an idol of our life? If I ask you in here tonight, how many of you take pills? Well, I can't live without pills. And I'm not speaking against medicine, man. I was sick, 90 days last year, year before last? Thank God for doctors that had sense to heal me and that God had given the wisdom to produce a chemical to put in my body to fight the infection. And the know-how to go in and to clean my sinuses out and to take care of me because I had been sick for 90 days. Thank God for that. But I understand this, all healing comes from the Lord. And man, the first time we get a headache, oh God, we're dying. I'm going to have a brain tumor and we're on the phone with the doctor. Has a medicine become an idol in our life? Go to the next one. Anybody know what that is? Now remember, we're talking about we've changed the glory of an uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, to birds, to four-footed beasts and creeping things. We just seen the creeping things. What's this four-footed beast? Anybody know what that four-footed beast is? Nobody? Come on. That's the bull on Wall Street. That's the golden bull on Wall Street. Anybody else remember a golden calf? Anybody remember that? Moses was up on the mountain. Come down. God said, you need to get down there. He said, they done lost their mind. Aaron went through the camp and got everybody's gold. And he made this molten calf. Y'all remember that? This calf of gold. An idol. Let me ask you today. You got more hope in the sun shining tomorrow or your bank account being full? I mean, I'm just being honest. We call ourselves Christians. And we wonder what, and not just ourselves, but look at the world. I mean, man, if the stock market falls, God help us all. We're going to lose everything. Black Friday. Black, what was it? Black Tuesday or whatever? What was that? What was that, Miss Payne? It was Black Friday. Black Thursday or Tuesday. One of those. When the stock market fell so bad. 1929. And then the Great Depression began to set in. Why? Because we are worshiping a God. A four-footed beast? Y'all see that? All right, let's go to our next slide. What's that one? Made like to a corruptible man and to what? Anybody read that one? What does it say? Help me. I want your Bible to say the same thing mine. Miss Evelyn said birds. Thank God I'm an American. But I'm afraid we've had a revival of patriotism under Trump instead of a revival of Christianity. We're serving the eagle more than we're serving the Savior. We hold in a greater allegiance to this flag than this flag. Has it become a God in our life? In our nation? All right, go to the next slide. Into an image made like to grow up to a man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. All right, so let's put a little more, a different spin on it. We had the gods of the Romans and the gods of the Greeks there, the corruptible man. But our Christian holiday today, what has took over? What do we see here? A corruptible man? It's not about the birth of Jesus anymore. It's about who's coming down the chimney. Y'all see that? All right. Go to our next slide. What do we see here? I believe a turkey's a bird, right? Y'all see? Am I the only one that's seeing this? What about our next one? four-footed beast. It's not about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior anymore. It's about here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity-hoppity, Easter's on its way. Go to our next one. And what? Creeping things. What is the four major holidays in the United States of America? Why? What's going on in our society? Repressing the knowledge of, repressing the glory of God. We're just repressing it as a nation. We're changing the glory of God into incorruptible beings, into an image like man, into an image like a beast, an image like a creeping things, and an image like birds. We don't want to. And what's happening? What is happening in our nation? Verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own flesh. There's no restraint. And honestly, this progressed back probably in the 90s. Probably maybe even the 70s. There was no restraint. The hippie movement, make love, not war. And we know that marriage is honorable and all, and the bed's undefiled before God, and God created marriage between one man and one woman, and till death do us part, because it's a covenant between God and that man and that woman. And divorce is over. Divorce used to be over 65% in our world, in our nation, but now it's not even divorce because we don't even have marriage. We just live with each other till we get tired of living with one another. And we thought that was bad. But what are we seeing today? What are we seeing today? We see the drugs and the alcohol. And understand God said, okay, I'm going to give you the lust of the uncleanness of your heart. And then what happened? They began to change the truth of God into a lie. Notice here, and I'm closing. I'm going to pick back up here. But look at this. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. Do you see the progression? Here we have uncleanness, and now we have vile affections. Look, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And I know I'm online, and I may suffer for it, but it is unnatural for a woman to love on a woman and a man to love on a man. It is unnatural. Why is it rampant in our society today? Because God gave them up. Is that not what it said? God gave them up till their vile affections. Can they be saved? They repent, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You better believe they can be saved. Jesus Christ died for them just like He did for me and everybody else. But it is unnatural. And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Do you understand this? We have these things in verse 24. And man, I got so much to say, but I'm out of time. That you study that verse 24, and it's what we would call today things of sin. And sin is sin. Let me go back and say it. Sin is sin, okay? And the wages of all sin is death. But we see the uncleanness of the heart. But as we get to verse 26... This is a direct abomination in the sight of God according to the Word of God. There's some abominations in the sight of God in the Word of God. And understand this, God said, okay, I'm going to turn you over to the uncleanness and the lust of your heart. But then when they reject the truth of the Word of God, God said, okay, I'm going to give you up to your vile affections. And men is going to start loving on men, and women is going to start loving on women. that doing that which is unnatural. And may I say to you today, it's not just the homosexuality that's unnatural, but this, there's bestiality going on, there's pedophilia going on, and that is unnatural. It is unnatural. Why? How did we get here? Because we begin to repress God in our knowledge and giving Him the glory that He deserved. And we traded God for a pocketbook. We traded God for a doctor. We traded God for enjoyment. We traded God for our country. God said, okay, if that's what you want, I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to let you have the lust of your heart. And I'm going to let you have that uncleanness. You go do what you want to do. I'm going to pull back just a little bit. And we've seen God pull back. And we're sitting here saying, man, there's no way it could get any worse. You ever said that? Man, there ain't no way it could get any worse. Because we got worse and we rejected the truth of God, God said, okay, I'm just going to pull back just a little bit more. And I'm going to give them over to the vileness of their affection, the vilest things in their heart that they think that they can do. I'm going to let them do it. And then, you see what's happened now? And even they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. That means they cannot discern good and evil anymore. What's wrong with our society? A lot of them's reprobates. But you know what? Jesus Christ died for them just like He died for me and you. But the progression. And remember, God just designed to be and that He wanted to worship. Or that God wanted that being to worship Him. You see where we are today? And you know what? I got some bad news. If we still, as a nation, refuse to give God the glory, and we still, as a nation, reject the truth of God's Word, and we still, as a nation, begin to cancel culture, everything about God, rest assured, it's only going to get worse. Because according to 2 Thessalonians, he that letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And those that are left behind at the rapture, they hadn't seen nothing yet of the wickedness. Because right now God is still has a hedge of grace around our country. That's where we are. May God help us all. You know, if this was the end of the book of Romans, it would be bad. But as we go into Romans chapter 2 and Romans chapter 3, we find that the wages of sin is death. But then we find that the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we get to the book, or chapter Romans chapter number 5, and we find that God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then we get to Romans chapter number 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you understand? Paul was writing to them, and he said, this is how bad it is. But let me tell you how good Jesus is. Amen. And Jesus can make a difference. in everybody's life. Father, thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you, God, for the privilege you give me to share the Word of God. Lord, I pray for a hedge of protection about us, Lord, as a church. Lord, as a pastor. Lord, I pray that you would watch over us. Lord, I pray that you'd give us the courage and boldness to preach the truth of God's Word. Lord, I pray that you would help us in this day to get the gospel out. Lord, I thank you, Lord. God, that I'm on the other side of Romans 1:16, that, Lord, I'm in that group that he's writing to and not the group that he's writing about. And, Lord, I'm thankful for that. But, God, if it wasn't, God, for your grace in my life, I could be, Lord, one of those, Lord, that Paul was writing about, Lord, not one of those that he was writing to. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for salvation. And I thank you, Lord, for the grace of God, Lord, in my life. And thank you, Lord, for loving me and saving me, Lord. In Jesus' name I humbly pray. Amen. God bless.